time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome to another edition of PCSN Live. Got a special guest in with us tonight as Ken and I are back this week. This is what you just said, it's off the air. First time in a couple of weeks we've been actually together.
Yeah, in the studio.
And next week is still in the air whether we're going to do the show or not.
Correct. And more than likely the month of July we will probably not be on the air.
Yeah, we may be on the air if something big develops with a sports story that we need to cover, something like that. Other than that, probably July, you can probably not, but August we'll be back
in August, right,
with PCSN Live. So don't leave us, just keep tuned in. Again, you can always go back and listen to these broadcasts of PCSN Live on WSKV. Go to PSN News, click on the link, and all the posts from there, all the previous shows are available for your listening interest. Again, we have our special guest in tonight. We'll go ahead and introduce our guest. That is Miss Haley Wheeler, Haley B. Wheeler, as she is known as all over the social media. But Haley is our newly crowned Miss Kentucky 2021. Congratulations, Haley.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
I told Kayla to reach out to you the other night she just texted you probably. Mm-hmm. Try to get you on here. And I tell you, it's an honor to have a representative from Miss Kentucky to be a Powell County High School graduate. So as a former student, congratulations again. I mean, it makes us really proud here to have you as the Miss Kentucky now.
Thank you so much. It's really an honor to represent my hometown. And, you know, I'm one of the only Miss Kentuckys from Eastern Kentucky in quite a while. I think we were just talking. It's been 9 years.
We are up
next. Didn't have you on.
Well.
Number three there.
This one?
Yeah.
You sure?
Well, no, the guest. Where it says guest there.
Hello. Try again there, hey.
Radio Land, can you hear me?
No, now you're turning them up way too loud.
Well,
back them up.
Got to find her.
It says guest mic over there, right?
Another one? Where? I tell you what. Now, I can't go to break because it won't matter. But that should be
I'm not good. Hearing her.
Say something to us, Haley.
Hello.
Are you hearing on your mic or are you hearing her? I'm hearing her.
Well, go ahead. We're going to assume that it's right.
We're gonna assume you're hearing Haley. I was gonna tell motion that D and Kayla just pulled in.
Well,
if they're listening, can you hear Haley on the radio?
Haley give us
says
a thumb.
Yes.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Cool.
Good.
See?
Cool. Now that confusion's out of the way.
Yes, and I was confused too because I thought I was hearing it, but maybe.
No, but it's great to be representing Powell County and to be one of the few that's come through in the last. We were talking 9 years since a Miss Kentucky from Eastern Kentucky has come up to the plate to represent at Miss America, so it's truly an honor and a privilege.
Well, since you mentioned the Miss America, I know Ken wanted to kind of go back. We'll start there real quick. Now, when Miss Kentucky, obviously, we'll go forward and advance to the Miss America pageant. Now, tell us a little bit about what's going forward.
So, the Miss America pageant will occur in December in Uncasville, Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Casino and Resort. I know it sounds a little unusual to be in Connecticut in December because, I mean, you think, wow, Connecticut in December, that's where I want to be. But that's where it'll be taking place, and I'll be just kind of recreating my competition from Miss Kentucky, but a little bit stronger, a little bit more well-rounded. So I'll compete in an interview, on-stage question, my talent, which I'm really excited to showcase on the national stage. I never thought for once that I'd be singing at Miss America in front of, you know, God and everybody. I'll be wearing pretty dresses and, you know, doing all the pageant stuff. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, I know you were in Miss Powell County a couple times.
Just once, actually.
Just
a lot
once?
Of people think I did it more than once. It's like the Mandela effect around here or something. I just did it one time. I did it in 2013. I got photogenic. So they said, you can take good pictures, kid. And I said, thank you. I'll take my plaque and I'll go on. So I did more pageants and I decided that I loved them. I actually had never done one until the age of 15. And a lot of people are shocked by that, too. Most pageant people come out of the woodwork.
Seven, eight years old,
even younger. Some of them getting there when they're just fresh out on the scene, you know, literally days old babies. But that wasn't me. I decided at 15 I wanted to give it a go, and I never looked back.
So tell us some of the people that have, you've actually been in Miss Kentucky several times. So tell us a little bit about how you get there to Miss Kentucky.
Yeah, sure. So you have to win what's called a local title. So there's a lot of open local titles across the state, and there's closed ones as well. There's a couple of closed ones out in Eastern Kentucky, and I really want to encourage anybody in Eastern Kentucky that's listening. We need more Eastern Kentucky representation up there on that stage. So if you are from the surrounding area of like McGoffin, Breathitt, Carter County, participate in that pageant because we need more representation out there at Miss Kentucky. And come out into Western Kentucky. We have wonderful pageants out there. So you win a local pageant, and then you're given the chance to go compete at the state level at Miss Kentucky. So I have been in six different local title representations. So I have represented, let's see, list chronologically here, Miss Ohio Valley 2015, Miss Mammoth Cave Area 2016, Miss Frankfort 2017, Miss Western Kentucky 2018, Miss Louisville Metro 2019, and my winning title was Miss Bowling Green 2020, and Bowling Green's like my second home, so it was really cool to represent that area, and hopefully in the future I can open up a prelim out here in Eastern Kentucky and get some girls on the state stage.
So Bowling Green a couple times, and Mammoth Cave, which is still right there at Bowling Green.
Yep, right there next door.
Yeah, so... that's good representation of the Western Kentucky area. Obviously, you are a Hilltopper.
Yep, Hilltops.
Now, are you finished with your education?
I am. I graduated with a degree in speech pathology in May, and that was this year. And in 2019, I had my undergrad degree from there. So I had a bachelor's and a master's from Western.
So you already have a master's?
I do.
You're doing good, kid.
Yeah, no doubt.
$40,000 in debt to the federal government.
You're doing good, kid. Now, you do win scholarship money.
Yep, I won $18,000 for being Miss Kentucky, and I got $500 for winning a preliminary talent award when I did my talent on the preliminary competition night.
So, can you use any of that money for a further education, or can you use it back for what's...
Oh, I can use it for further education. I just have to prove it on paper, you know, just that I'm going back. And if I want to get my doctorate, which I've talked about being a professor for speech pathology and educating the next generation, education is something I hold very highly as a first-generation college student. That might be something I pursue. But I think paying back student loans might be my first priority.
So you can actually go back and pay back some of the student
yes,
debt?
Yes, you can. It's a really amazing program, thanks to so many sponsors and donors that we have that really want to support the organization. So if there's anybody out there listening that has some spare change and want to throw some scholarship money some girls' ways, contact Miss Kentucky Scholarship Organization.
So does that change from year to year on the amount that can be awarded to the winner?
It just depends. Over the last couple of years, we've gotten a lot of new donors, and our money, Miss Kentucky used to get $16,000, and that jumped up last year to $18,000. So we're really, you know, two competitions ago to $18,000. So we're really grateful for the support that we do get.
Okay, now, you mentioned sponsor. I will say this. Miss Powell County, or Miss Powell County, Miss Kentucky is a sponsored
title.
Yeah.
So tell us about your sponsor for Miss Kentucky.
So we work for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. They sponsor us with a almost $40,000 salary. We are sponsored by Don Franklin of Lexington to get a car for the year of service because we drive around to different schools and locations that want to book us throughout the entire year. I'm really excited to get my car sometime in the near future. We get a free apartment in Louisville because Louisville is our home base, and we're really grateful for that company that sponsors our apartment as well as some gown sponsors. We can just walk up into Miss Briss in Lexington and say, hey, I need a gown for this event. Can I have one? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And they send us out with the bag and walk out. I have a feeling, though, because most sample size gowns are like 6 feet long, that I'm going to have to be wearing really tall heels or just kind of opt for the cocktail dresses this year. 5 foot nothing. So, but you know, a dress is a dress, and I'm really excited to milk those sponsorships and really let people know how awesome our sponsors are.
Yeah. Now, do you have a limited? Are you limited to things you can or can't do due to your sponsorships, or how does that work?
It just depends, really. I did a lot of online influence and stuff prior to winning the title, and there's a couple contracts I'm probably going to have to cut just due to conflict of interest and stuff like that. But we have some really great sponsors that are going to take the place of those, and I'm really looking forward to working with them. So, I mean, there's some limits just on the principle of some things. Like, I can't obviously work with something that would compromise the integrity of the organization. But other than that, really, doors are open. If a sponsor wants to work with us or work with me, all they got to do is reach out to Miss Kentucky, and we can get the ball rolling.
So they can actually add to what you're currently...
Yes. Anybody can come on board at any time.
That's wonderful.
Right? just those opportunities. Let me ask you this real quick. As far as going back to when you're 15 years old, mm-hmm. what was it within you, though, that finally decided, I think I want to get into a pageant? Like, what clicked for you? Obviously, prior to that, you had no interest, but what clicked at that moment to kind of spur this interest?
I mean, honestly, it sounds so random, but I just decided, you know, I've tried just about everything. I was a cheerleader. I was on academic team. I was just a living, you know, paradox. Like, some things I did just did not go together. And I said, you know what? I love makeup and getting glam. So I said, I just want to try this one pageant. It's the county fair pageant. It's huge. It'll be fun. And it was. I was right. My instincts were right. And I'd watched Miss America get crowned for years on TV. I didn't know how to get there at that point. So, I mean, because Miss Powell County's not a Miss America prelim. It should be, but it's not. And I just, you know, I said, I want to get on that road and get started to try to be that person I've watched on TV for so many years.
So when it didn't happen and you didn't win that pageant, what was it that kept you going forward saying, okay, I had enough fun with this one, let's try another one?
Gosh, you know, I think it was just the support of everybody around me. When you live in a small town, you get people, it's like, gosh, you got to try again, just win. I mean, you can do it, just keep going. And thankfully, I have a really great support network with my family and friends. And I said, you know what, let's do it. Let's just keep going and see what happens. And I'm thankful that I didn't quit after that first pageant.
So obviously you win the first one, and at that point, now is it just like anything else? Oh, I'm on a roll, right? Let's go on and keep advancing and see where else we can take this?
Well, I mean, it's basically like, I mean, since we're on sports talk, it's like an athlete that just figures they got a knack or a sweet spot for something. They keep it going, they get signed, they get bigger and bigger deals, and they just keep going. So, I mean, that's kind of how I approach the situation, you know? You win one small thing, you keep going, and it snowballs, and then you become Miss Kentucky and you're competing at Miss America in December.
Yeah, that's one thing I kind of want to mention too. I know Dee and Caleb, we all talked about this at home a little bit. You really worked for this. This is not just okay, let's go do a pageant this weekend. Mm-hmm. There's more to being a contestant for a pageant than just that. Kind of tell us the day-to-day, what you do to prepare, and how long do you prepare in advance for some kind of a competition?
Well, swimsuit used to be part of the competition, so you embed gym time into that. So I would go to the gym. I mean, I used to go to St. Gym and burn it up in there for hours a day. And I still burn it up, even though it's not part of the competition anymore, because I think being physically fit and healthy is a big part of being able to sustain your, you know, your mental and physical well-being for this job, because you're up with very little sleep. You got to be able to function on a dime. And you're a one-woman show. So if you're not healthy and ready to go, then you can't do your job and perform. So going to the gym takes up several hours of your day. You're waking up early. You're eating healthy foods. You're going and you're reading news for several hours a day. You're making sure you're up to date on current events, on current legislature, on the difference between a dairy and a beef cow, since you're representing Kentucky proud as Miss Kentucky. You know, there's just some things you have to really learn and work at for this position. And you do a lot of mock interviews. I had a wonderful local director, and she set up several mock interviews for us where we practiced just the process of interviewing for the job, because it's 10 minutes of just getting peppered with whatever questions they can think of. Whether it's on your resume or not, you're getting peppered with questions. And you got to be able to walk in really, really, really tall heels. A lot of people don't realize you're walking in stilettos that are taller than some people's expectations. All right, let's just face it. So it's a lot of just training. It's a gauntlet. People don't realize it. They think you get up there, you smile, you wave, and that's it. But if you want to win, you put the work in. And I've done that for 6 years now. After the first year, I won that newcomer award. And I said, okay, all this preparation was worth it. Somebody believed in me enough to give me an award and recognize me for that. So I decided, let's just keep going. Let's keep working. Don't stop. So for 6 years, I have worked nonstop, tirelessly, relentlessly. Anything you work to, and I'm talking to anybody that might be listening, it doesn't matter if it's a title or a job or just something that you want to do. I don't care what it is. Make it a relentless pursuit. Don't ever stop in the pursuit of what you want to do.
Now, we've talked about here on the show here a lot of times with kids. Parents talk about their kid. We got another D1 athlete coming. There's not enough work ethic for these kids here in this local, in this community, for the most part, for these kids to make it to a D1 level as an athlete, because they don't work hard enough. It takes a lot of work, like you just mentioned, to get to where you are. takes work.
Well, and I think it also takes a lot of support, too, though, because when you're from a small town like this, sometimes you get people that's like, oh, well, you can't be a D1 athlete. Nobody looks at Powell County. I'm like, are you kidding? If you work hard enough and make enough noise and make enough of a show, people are going to look. If you persist enough, people are going to look, because eventually they won't have a choice.
Right.
And I think that no matter where you're from or your circumstances, no matter what your privilege level is, just own your space, take up space, and people will listen, people will look, and it doesn't matter where you're from, because Powell County has all of 12,000 people. I looked on Wikipedia the other day. Powell County has all 12,000 people, and I mean, I'm sitting here, I never would have imagined 6 years ago that I would be Miss Kentucky, and I just persisted. That's all I did. I mean, there's a lot to persisting. But that's all it takes. People don't realize how much you can achieve when you just put your mind to it.
And the hard work and dedication, regardless of what that is, even going back to the sports analogy, again, we've talked about that time and time again, that if the kids would put in the time and effort into whatever their craft or skill is and not let nothing get in their way to stop them from pursuing that, again, you can have those D1 athletes and or the college scholarships, whatever it might be, and or end up with the Miss Kentucky. At what point, though, did you decide after those first couple of pageants, like, I think that Miss Kentucky could be on my radar? At what point did you kind of flip that switch thinking, okay, there's more to it than just a local pageant in a sense that now at this point you're going to go on the state level?
Well, like I said, I had no idea how to get there, and I was competing. I'll remember it like it was yesterday, because for the first 3 years of my life, I grew up in Scott County, Kentucky, because my dad worked at the Toyota plant in Georgetown. And we moved to Powell County because he wanted to be halfway between family and work. So I wanted to go back and compete in the Scott County Fair pageant, because it was an open pageant, and I was just doing county fairs at the time. And there was this judge, his name was Ernie, and we talked about all kinds of artsy stuff. I'm real into music, you know, that kind of stuff in my interview. And I came out, and I got third runner-up at that county fair pageant. I was pretty proud of myself. I was one of the youngest competitors, and he pulled me aside, and he said, little girl, do you have a talent? And I said, well, yes, I do. I play piano, and I can sing. And he said, well, do you know about the Miss Kentucky organization? And I said, well, I know about it, but how do you get there? And he said, oh, I'll help you. I'll connect you. I'll send you the link. Let's go. And I said, well, if he believes I can be Miss Kentucky, then I guess I better try it. Because he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, I think you could be Miss Kentucky. It might take some work, but I see something. Let's make it happen. And after I won, he came up to me. He was there. He came up to me, and he grabbed me by the hand. He said, I told you 7 years ago, I told you it took work, but I knew it.
I bet he felt pretty good, but sometimes that's all it takes is just a little encouragement from one source to kind of push you forward to get to where you are.
When it's like I said, I had looked at Miss Kentucky and Miss America for years, and I was like, I don't know how to get there, but I want to get there. And it was almost like a godsend, because I was about to leave for a Governor's Scholar Program that summer. It was the last pageant I was going to get into, and he just planted that little bug in my ear. Try it. You need to try it. I think you can do it.
So that was a good influence for you.
Yeah, and I had those 5 weeks to simmer and stew on it and really think, okay, do I really want to do this? Do I think I can make it happen? Just browsing the website, seeing what the application process was like, what competitions I could do. And then in February of 2015, I did my first Miss America local and got second runner-up. Next one, I got first runner-up, and then the next one, I won. So the only way you can go when you try something is up, because you start at the ground level. Only way to go is up.
So all the other experiences, even of not winning, kept you getting better and learning how to do pageants better.
Yeah.
And eventually you get the wins.
Yeah, I always tell people, you can't quit after your first no. I mean, if, let's say, Steve Jobs quit after his first no, Apple wouldn't exist. Nobody would have an iPhone. I mean, you just have to think, you can't quit after no. Because sometimes if you learn from no's, you work towards life's biggest yes. So, I mean, I lost Miss Kentucky 5 times. Most people don't want to lose 5 times and be told, no, not yet, it's not your time. But I took that experience and I made sure to examine my circumstances, figure out maybe why it wasn't my time, look at what this other girl that won had to offer, and just say, you know what? I know what I have to offer. Let's just keep working to bring it next year and make sure somebody pays attention. And you know what? Paid attention this
here
time.
Here you are.
They picked me out of 38 girls. That's so wild to me. Me out of 38 girls. And it's all because I didn't hear no. I just heard, well, not yet. Just not yet. Keep going. Just keep going. And sometimes no just means not yet.
And sometimes as well, though, when you hear those no's, it just means you're one step closer to a yes.
Exactly.
No matter how many no's there are, at some point, the coin's going to flip and that yes is finally going to come your way.
Yeah, we're going to step away for a little break here. Be right back with more from Haley Wheeler, Miss Kentucky 2021 here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reason? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. It's the Ram Spotlight Sales Event, and the all-new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why the Ram truck is Truck of the Year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Also, come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services, like PhoneSmart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless is proud to offer the Emergency Broadband Benefit Discount. This federal program can reduce the cost of our 25-gig unlimited plan by up to $50 a month. If someone in your household qualifies for certain government benefit programs or experienced substantial loss in income in the last year, you may be eligible. Only one discount per household, and it's only available until a lot of funds run out. It begins May 12th. For more details, go to AppalachianWireless.com/EBB. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless. Unlimited data speeds will be slowed to 512 kilobytes after 25 gig per line.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. And this is a night where we're celebrating Miss Haley B. Wheeler, Miss Kentucky 2021. You won't get tired hearing people say that now, right?
I won't get tired of it, but it certainly doesn't feel any less like odd, at least for the first couple days.
This is good practice. You're familiar with the folks here. Again, we can just kind of chat, and this may, I don't think it makes it any easier for you, because I think you're pretty relaxed anyway, as far as conversations go.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk to the wall, so it's...
Well, no, I will say this, too. You know, I don't know you that well, obviously, in a sense, but the poise that you have, I mean, honestly, I mean, again, from an outsider kind of, the poise that you have and the way that you carry yourself, I can see why, having not seen the full pageant, but I can see that appeal for those judges on why you would be Miss Kentucky.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I feel like after you're a judge, you sit through 40 interviews, and then you know, final night was 4 hours long. So they're sitting there for 4 hours, just grueling just task of judging all these girls that are just the cream of the crop of what Kentucky has to offer. And I'm not calling myself that, but like everybody else, just they're the best of the best. That's why they got there. That's a grueling task. So, I mean, for them to notice after all that, I'm like, well, I must be pretty poised then if they're not asleep. So.
Now, is the Miss Kentucky pageant, and this is just kind of me being dumb. I mean, we had Miss Bell County. I've been there, I think, twice maybe in my lifetime. But now, if you go to the Miss Powell County pageant and you go to a Miss Kentucky, how similar or how different are those?
Well, the hype level is about the same, I'll tell you that much. Miss Powell County is probably one of the biggest things that happens in this town, I would say, and that's just from me watching it and being in it. Miss Kentucky is huge. Lots of people come from all over different states. They fly in, come out to it. So the hype level is the same. The competition's slightly different. Powell County is actually the only county fair within the county fair system that has a talent presentation.
Really?
And that's why I would encourage people to kind of look at the Miss America organization if you want to do Miss Powell County. Because if you have an honest and true talent and you want to express it, do Miss Powell County and come to Miss America organization. That's wonderful practice for Miss Kentucky. And I hope someday that somebody will take it and make it a Miss America prelim, because Powell County deserves to be heard on that state stage. We've got some diamonds in the rough here. We got it.
Now, you mentioned they don't do swimsuit in the Miss Kentucky pageant.
Right, so the Miss USA system still has it. A lot of people, have been congratulating me, and they're like, good luck at Miss USA. And I'm like, I take it. And I'm like, well, thank you, because I know the sentiment, because I go to the national level. But Miss USA and Miss America are actually two different pageant systems. So Miss USA has like a 2-minute interview. They have swimsuit. You win a modeling contract, that sort of thing. Miss America has a 10-minute interview, on-stage interviews, and you win a $50,000 scholarship if you win Miss America. And you're a Goodwill ambassador for several programs. You fly to a different state every 8 to 48 hours. Miss USA gets an apartment in New York and modeling contracts. Both wonderful systems for anybody who wants to participate in them. They put girls from small towns, like me, on a national stage. So, I mean, there's nothing bad about either system. But, that's just the difference between both of them.
The Miss America is actually the longer running of the two, correct?
It is, that's correct. Miss America is actually celebrating their 100th year anniversary this year. Right. I get to compete in the 100th anniversary
now, that's
Miss
really
America
cool.
competition.
Wow.
I feel like all those no's were preparing me for such a time as this. I always reference Esther 4:14 whenever I talk about anything. I always tell people, find your Esther moment. You were made for such a time as this. Anything in your life, you were made for a time such as this. It doesn't matter what's happening. So for me, I'm like, well, maybe I was told no those 5 times to get prepared for the 100th.
Get number 100.
Miss America.
Now, did they have a Miss America last year?
No.
Okay.
They did not, and I can't say I blame them.
And the previous Miss Kentucky, she ran for 2 years because of that.
She did. Alex Frankie had a wonderful 2 years of service to this organization. I don't think I could have persevered in that same way. And this has come from someone who persevered to win the title for 6 years. I don't think I could have persevered through a pandemic and all that stuff. I'm too much of a people person. I would have had to have that face-to-face interaction. So I'm glad things are opening back up. And like I said, I think I was made for a time such as this, because we're opening back up and things are getting rolling again.
I saw her on an interview on Channel 27 just for a brief bit, talking about her 2-year stretch, and she really hated to give it up. She's gotten really used to it, but has thoroughly enjoyed it. So, looking back, I'm sure that's something that you're going to have to go do this every day now, like a job for whoever calls or when they can line you up.
Whoever emails my booking manager, it's where I'll be going.
You mentioned it earlier. Now, this show, we just kind of talked to you, but from here on out, it's pretty much contact your manager, right?
Yep, bookmissky@gmail.com. Your school, your backyard barbecue, I don't know, whatever you want me to do. County fair, parades, I'll come do just about anything. My service project that I developed for this pageant, and actually just I'm carrying it on throughout the rest of my life as a speech pathologist, deals with senior citizens. So I'm really wanting to get into, hospitals and nursing homes. I've spent a lot of time doing service at the Stanton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. I went over to Wolf County and did a Christmas gift exchange in 2020. They were one of the only ones that were opened up at the time, and they let me go, and they took care of my great-grandparents when they were, in their final days. So I really want to give back to those people in those nursing homes who have been isolated for a whole year. And since they're opening back up, I really would love for people in nursing homes to reach out to me and give me the chance to come back and serve those people who have been isolated for so long.
So now what does that look like, though? When you talk about service to that community, what does that look like to you?
Well, it's a lot simpler than people think. I always tell people, and I got asked in my interview, actually, how would I market it to kids? Because that's who you talk to the most is Miss Kentucky. It's just using your talents or even things that you think might make you a little bit odd or peculiar to make the world around you better. So if you're talking about a senior citizen center, these people, the littlest things is what makes the biggest difference. It don't matter if you bring them, if you go to the Dollar Tree. I did this when I started serving. I would go to the Dollar Tree and they have great fuzzy socks. They're all dollars. Dollar Tree. It's great. Buy about 30 pairs of socks and you just go and you hand them out. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. That's the easiest way to make these people smile. Because some of these people don't get visitors. Sometimes their families drop them off and they leave them there and that's it.
Yep.
And the simplest things. I go paint nails. I used to go paint nails once a week before COVID at Stanton. And you might paint the same red and pink color nails every single week, but those people really are grateful and appreciative for you for doing that. You might go and play, I mean, hopefully they're not gambling in a nursing home, but blackjack's the only card I can think of right now, card game. And you might go play blackjack with some of the guys at the nursing home. They so appreciate just the time. And neurologically speaking, I'm a speech pathologist, so I talk about neuroscience a lot because that's what you deal with in nursing homes. Neurologically speaking, that's the best thing for some of those people that have dementia there, building those social connections. Because when you get dementia, the first thing they want to do is isolate because they don't feel like they belong there. They don't feel like they can socialize anymore. Their brains tell them they can't socialize anymore because they don't know what to do. So if you come up to them and you force that social situation and you put yourself in that space and you make them feel loved and like somebody, their brain's going to wake up. It's going to help them out in the long run the more you do that. So I'm encouraging all these kids and these people out in the community to go out and do that. Even if you have to wear a mask, I know we're kind of exhausted with that at this point, but it's the least you can do to help somebody who's done so much. So many people in those nursing homes are veterans, scientists, people who have made a difference without you even realizing it. And a lot of people don't have that gratitude level and that reverence for those people because they're tucked away in these nursing homes. We don't see them anymore. So we got to get out there and put ourselves in those positions. Yeah.
So when you talk about platforms, this is your platform.
Yep, it's called Stitch of Hope. It started with me sewing these things called activity mats, part of palliative care. Palliative care, for anybody who doesn't know, is end-of-life care for people who have conditions like Alzheimer's, ALS, just any sort of condition that gets worse over time. And that care is designed to increase their quality of life as long as possible. So I sewed these things called activity mats out of materials and repurposed things like jeans and made these mats to help these people rebuild connections that were failing in their brain. And I would deliver them to nursing homes, mostly Stanton. I worked with the Clay City Sewing Club, and they made mats. So these little fifth graders were sewing activity mats, too, and it felt like a really great piece of service work. But I thought I could do more and something even simpler. So just encouraging kids to make cards at Valentine's Day or cards for the veterans or paper flower pots. That's how you teach kids to do that stuff. But adults, you just tell them to go out and do something as simple as going and talking. So, I mean, that's just what I do. So you can sew stitches of hope without actually having to sew. Stitches of hope are found in just the simple acts of kindness you provide to people. It re-sews those connections in the brain. That's why I call it stitches. It's a play on words.
I gotcha.
Where did that interest, though, for you, especially with that given population, where did that kind of come from within yourself, realizing, okay, I want to work with this group of our community?
So I grew up, most of my family's from Breathitt County. I grew up almost every single weekend going to Breathitt County and visiting my great-grandparents. I was very fortunate to have, three sets of my great-grandparents alive in my lifetime. And I visit them, like I said, almost every weekend. I can remember going up in War Creek. If anybody knows where War Creek is, I would go up in War Creek. My great-grandpa, Papaw P. and Mamaw P., they lived up in War Creek in this little tiny white house. And we'd go up on that hill. I can see it now. It makes me smile. There's kudzu. There's a creek running around making really pretty sounds. And there's Sweet Williams blooming on the hill. And I'd look up, and there he'd be standing. He'd have me a little Debbie cake and a dollar bill every single time. And those little memories is what just kind of keeps me thinking, you know, these are the people I want to give back to. Because my Papaw P., that same man, shared all those memories with me, lost all those memories because he had Alzheimer's disease. I remember the first time he forgot my name. He's laying in the bed at Wolf County Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. And he looks up at me and he goes, "Gosh, I know who you're supposed to be, but I just can't think of it." And I was 13. Or 14. Something like that just doesn't leave your memory, nope. You know? And I just can't imagine being in a hospital or a nursing home and losing all my memories one at a time. That has to be the most terrifying experience ever. But what you can do while they're losing those memories is go in and make new ones. Because they may not be able to recover those old ones, but you can make new ones.
That's a great way to listen, and good time to take a break here.
Make everybody cry.
Yeah, here we're going to take another break here on BCSN Live. I'll be right back here in a moment with Miss Kentucky 2021. Haley Wheeler.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, and we are joined again with 2021 Miss Kentucky, Haley Wheeler. Now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit.
Sure.
Because I promised I'd do this a little. Kayla has always brags when I talk to her that, not a lot of sports here have D1 athletes. And as a former high school cheerleader, then you cheered for Kayla for, I guess, 4 years, right?
Actually, I cheered for her for 5 because she was my eighth cheerleading
grade
coach, too.
You're one of them ones that came up that eighth grade year.
Yep, I did. We were her first group of babies.
you're the first group. Okay. That's why she loved y'all so much. Now, how much did it help as a competitive cheerleader as far as you cheered high school for the 4 years or 5, and then you went to Western and cheered for a couple of years there? Now, did that help or did it hurt, or how do those connections are made with cheerleading and pageantry?
Well,
pageantry, I guess.
It's kind of an interesting parallel to draw, because athletes and pageant girls both should have a tenacity and a level of perseverance that keeps them going even when they lose. But when you're a cheerleader, so many times you see some cheerleaders that get so sour when their team is losing. I was never that way. You're a cheerleader. When your team is losing, you're supposed to cheer them on. Regardless, you keep it going, you keep the faith, you keep saying, well, maybe they can pull it out, let's keep going. Doesn't matter if they're down, 70-0, I've seen that a couple times.
Yep.
You keep cheering, you keep going, and that's kind of the same level that I keep in pageants. It's like, it doesn't matter how many times I'm kicked down, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep cheering myself on and making sure I keep the faith, because if you do, you might wind up getting something pretty big sometimes.
Now, obviously, I know when I've watched the Miss Americas and the pageants on TV, you see a lot of these kids that are on there, and yeah, I call them kids, but these young ladies are on there. A lot of them are from athletic backgrounds, mm-hmm. or they've had sports somewhere. I do think there's you talked about the fitness earlier. I think that aspect of it, I think, is there. I think if you're not fit, it's really tough to get up on the stage in an evening gown and whatever to just...
Yeah, well, and I mean, fitness is far beyond just looking ripped and muscular, because I know some of the most fit people ever, and, they're track runners, they're itty-bitty teeny-tiny mm-hmm. or something like that, or golfers, and there's all kinds of levels of fitness. But I think that the ultimate fitness comes from more than just physical. Because when you're physically fit and you're healthy, there's a mental level of fitness that comes with it. And if you're mentally fit, you can handle anything that life throws at you.
I totally agree with that. Now, I've got this one I want to throw at you here. This may be a little bit different. Some of your conversations when I was doing lunchroom duty, I heard some of your conversations at school. this is just kind of a quirk, I guess, if you will.
I've got a lot
you,
of quirks.
You weren't as... How do I say this? You didn't believe in yourself as much as you probably should have when you were younger. True?
That's correct. And it's funny because I'm such a perfectionist, and yet sometimes I can be pessimistic against myself. And I think that comes with perfectionistic tendencies a lot, is if it's not perfect, you'll work for it, but you're like, oh, it's not perfect yet. It's not perfect yet. Why is this not happening? And it can cause you to get down on yourself. And in high school, I didn't come into my own. I wasn't as confident. Sometimes the environment that you're in high school can be a little bit toxic. You got to surround yourself with the right people, and I didn't always do that. But the key thing, like I said, surround yourself with the right people, but also surround yourself with grace Give yourself grace. Give yourself a little pat on the back every now and then. You're alive. You woke up today. You're here for a reason, and I didn't realize that back then. I realize it now.
It's just such a flip to me sometimes, though. I can remember some of these conversations you were having with other students that I could tell you were not a very self-confident person in reality. However, sometimes your facade that you maybe had in high school was you're peppy, you have all this energy. And now look at you.
I had a job to do. I had to cheer on the Powell County Pirates.
I understand, but there's a lot more about the mental. You talk about mental health. You talked about that earlier. And to me, you have to be able to believe in yourself to get to where you are, to think you have it, to get there. To me, that is just amazing that you got to where you are because some of those doubts that you had early in life.
Yeah, well, and I mean, gosh, I dealt with a whole lot. I kind of got thrown. I'm very blessed. I will say this. I'm very blessed to have not been through too many unfortunate circumstances in my life. But I did deal with a lot of stress from people who weren't so kind to me in high school and middle school. And a lot of people around me know about those situations. I won't get into it, though. And I dealt with a lot of personal struggles. Like, I was not treating myself right health-wise. I was not feeding my body right once upon a time. And things like that, just they tear your mental state apart.
Yep.
They get you so much more down than you realize. You might think you look good in that instance when you're skipping lunch for the fourth time that week. And you take one look in the mirror and you're still not satisfied. Those things are never fruitful for you.
Yep.
No matter how much your brain tells you, they're not.
Yeah, I didn't mean to throw in negative times, but
no, you're
I think
fine.
I think it's important
to acknowledge the negative to put the positive on a pedestal.
True.
Yes, that is exactly where I was trying to go with this. And to me, even to hear some of those conversations and then now I'm thinking, this kid that didn't believe in themselves has kept working and kept pushing. When we talk about perseverance with someone with not a great self-concept, I would call self-concept at an early age, to get to where you are is absolutely amazing. So you can never give up on what you think you're trying to get to.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling everybody listening right now. Don't matter how old you are, how much of a rough start you've had, or how much you believe in yourself right now, just keep going. That self-belief's going to grow the more that you see people paying attention. They're like, well, they've fallen. They don't believe in themselves, and they're still going. How in the world is this working out? The more people you put in disbelief...
Yep.
The more you have self-belief, that's what I think. The more people don't believe what in the world you've got going on, it helps you believe in what you've got going on.
So at what point do you think that you turn the curve and started getting better about feeling better about yourself?
I would say when I went to college. Now, I know not getting out of your hometown is not for everyone, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, leave, go 3.5 hours away. But I went to Western. If, for those of you who don't know, that's Bowling Green, Kentucky. That's pretty far. It's a pretty far drive.
You're not going to come home every night.
No, you're not. You're not going to come home mom and dad every night. You got to build your own character from the ground up.
Yep.
That's a big school, too. It's not itty-bitty teeny tiny. It's the third largest school in the state next to Louisville and the University of Kentucky. So I was in a big place, little bitty tiny fish in this huge pond. And yet, somehow I found my best friends, I grew my confidence, I got involved in some of the best organizations I've ever gotten involved in college. And that, to me, just helped bolster my confidence so much because I started seeing the world around me change in ways that were better just by me changing the way that I looked at myself.
See, you mentioned something there. When I talk about kids that want to go to college, now there's a difference between going to BCTC. I'm not knocking these schools.
Yeah.
There's a big difference going to college for the experience
and
going somewhere for an education.
Yeah, well, and in college isn't for everybody either.
Correct.
Because you get these people out doing these trades, and they're making bukus of money, and I really applaud those people because I couldn't get down and fix a plumbing job. Look at me.
I
ruined my false eyelashes doing a plumbing job, let me tell you that.
But I was never successful in college until I stayed on campus and didn't come home.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about kind of the same thing, and I don't know if Ken did that or not.
It forces you to grow up.
It does.
And to learn more about yourself.
It does. I did a lot of introspection.
Yeah.
You know, when I was at college, and I grew so much. I encourage kids, if you want to go to college, look at places that aren't nearby around you. If you want to go to Eastern, if you want to go to Moorhead, you do that because that's your passion, and there's a reason you have that passion to go there. But if you want to go out, if you even think you want to go out, go and tour. Because sometimes you can get your tours paid for or comped if you have a reason. You can encourage your school to take you on a tour there. There's all kinds of ways in which to explore the world around you and outside of your hometown. Go outside your comfort zone. Talk about outside my comfort zone. I hadn't been very far west ever in Kentucky. I didn't even know the first thing about it. And Western was the best experience in my life. I'm so proud to have stepped outside my comfort zone like that.
Well, I'll say this about Western. as a golf coach, I got to go down there, I guess, 9 or 10 times in the last 12 years. If I had to pick a place to live in Kentucky other than right here in Stanton, I believe I would go to Bowling Green, because that place is absolutely beautiful. This sort of knocked Bowling Green Chamber of Commerce, if you will. They got a great community down there in Bowling Green.
Yes, they do. It's really great. And it fosters a lot of diversity, too. It's a lot of stuff that you don't get out here. It's just, we have great diversity of people over here, but there's people out there from all kinds of countries. You've got all your foreign exchange students. You've got refugee communities out in Bowling Green. You've got just these amazing people that are living there. And I always encourage people to even just visit.
Yeah.
Get that experience where you're outside of your hometown, and you will see a whole new perspective of the world around you.
And it makes you sometimes appreciate what you had at home.
Yeah,
so sometimes you do come back and you still love it at home.
The first time I drove back home from Western, I cried when I saw the mountains, because it's kind of flat out there, and I love the mountains. It never gets any less beautiful driving back home from anywhere to see that mountain line on the mountain parkway.
Yeah, you are correct. We'll step away for another break here on WSKV and PCSN Live.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Attorney Teddy Flint represents people in personal injury cases. Call for a free consultation. Remember, Teddy Flint only gets paid if you do. Attorney Teddy Flint, sponsoring radio broadcast of the Powell County Pirates. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown hardware store, is now taking appointments for service on all lawn and garden power equipment. They service and repair all major brands of mowers, string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers. Stanton Ace Hardware is a full service and sales dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag zero-turn mowers. They have 3 certified technicians on duty most days. Buy there and have it serviced there at your Stanton Ace Hardware. Also on staff, Josh Powell, servicing all of your four-wheelers and side-by-sides. Stop by your Stanton Ace Hardware today, located right next door to the main Ace Hardware building in the old Roses Garden Center. Ace, the helpful place.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, and we are again joined by Miss Kentucky 2021, Miss Haley Wheeler, as my wife and daughter Kayla have left now the studios. Is we're gonna put some pictures up of us on Facebook. So again, it is an honor to have you on here, Haley, and I'm so proud of what you've accomplished, on what you have gone through to get here. I mean, like you said, you've been there 6 times.
Yep.
What was your highest finish prior to this? Because I know you finished in the top 3 once or twice.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so it's a funny story, because 2018, I finished 3rd runner-up. It was my first top 5 finish. It was really cool. I thought it was my best performance yet. And, I mean, obviously it was, because I hadn't finished that high. And then the next year, I came back, and I always joke, I'm the only person that's been both 1st and 2nd runner-up at Miss Kentucky 2019. Because I finished 1st runner-up that night. I was holding hands with Alex Frankie, the reigning Miss Kentucky that just gave up her title at the time. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. And then one of the judges actually got ruled ineligible, so that changed the placement a little bit. So then I became 2nd runner-up. So I was both 1st and 2nd runner-up, and I just I chuckle at that. I think it's funny.
It's a good story.
Weird. When they told us about it, the girl who was going to be the new 1st runner-up, they asked me, you know, we're going to do a press release. Like, do you want us to talk about this? And I was like, you know what? If it was me, I would want the chance to be recognized publicly. So go ahead and say it. Lay it all out there, because I give anybody the chance to be up there in that top 2. That's just a feeling like no other.
So was there a scoring error somewhere that they didn't catch?
No, it was just when when that one judge got dropped, it changed the scores just a little bit.
Okay.
And that happens. It happens sometimes, believe it or not. So.
So it's not a perfect world, the judging system.
It's not. And I mean, I always say this, I could have been dead last on any other day. Different panel, different day, different opinions.
But looking this way, the last, I guess, well, we'll not count last year, but your last three Miss Kentuckys.
Yeah, I got in the finals the last three prior to this one.
So that is, did that experience help you again for this year?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll go back all the way to 2017, 4 years ago. I had a wonderful director. Her name's Courtney Nitz, when I was Miss Frankfurt. And she instilled in me just this great belief in myself that, Haley, you can be Miss Kentucky. You've got the tools. You just need to know how to use them. So we really worked hard on building, you know, a brand to present to the judges and just believing in myself and not comparing myself to other girls. Comparison's a thief of joy. For anybody listening out there, if you've got a dream and you're chasing it, don't compare yourself to somebody else. Because let's say you want to be a professional swimmer, don't compare yourself to Michael Phelps. He's been swimming for a long time. He's in the middle of his journey. You're at the start. You can't compare your start to somebody else's middle or end. Or you can aspire to be at that level, but don't compare yourself. Be like, oh, well, I can't do that well yet. Well, of course not. You're not supposed to when you start out. So don't let that discourage you. And that's something that I had to learn. There's girls that have been competing a lot longer than me in this system who had already won, who had done better than me before. And I was sitting there being like, well, I'm not at that point yet. I'm just, oh, I gotta do more to be like them. No, I gotta do more to be like me, but the best version of me that I can present. And you're not the best version of yourself when you're comparing yourself to somebody else's, you know, best version of themselves.
Yeah, that's something that you could just record all night and play back to kids, because that's huge. I think we try to emulate others, and it's just us. We need to be more us than we do anybody else.
And inspiration is different from imitation and emulation, because inspiration is great. Inspiration is one of the keys to success, because it's going to help you have a role model to look at. And some of my role models were past Miss Kentuckys or other girls that I'd watched in other systems that had success ultimately because they're doing the things I'm talking about now. But I just didn't realize it at the time. I was like, I have to walk like this person. I have to talk like this person. I have to dress like this one. I need to dress exactly like this girl.
You mentioned talk. I want you to go through the interview process. Did the Eastern Kentucky dialect, did you think that affects you at all in some judging?
I really don't think so. If a judge, I don't care where a judge comes from, if they're coming from Nicaragua, they should expect somebody from Kentucky to have a draw. I mean, come on, this is Kentucky.
Where are the judges from then?
It just depends.
Okay.
We had a former Miss Kentucky on the panel. We had a runner-up at Miss Tennessee on the panel. We have a man from New York who talked like this. Haley, I have the honor and privilege of asking you your first question. Like, I mean, we have judges from all over on the board. So, I mean, it just depends. And I love when they have a good mix, because some people would expect, you know, me to come in and talk like that coming from Eastern Kentucky. And I think my draw is a lot less strong than some people from around here.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, it is. But it's still there.
Yeah, no, it's there. And it was still there in my interview. Now, I will say, in speech therapy, we talk about a concept called code switching. So if you catch me in a competition, I'll be like, well, hello, I'm Haley B. Wheeler. I'm Miss Kentucky. I almost said Miss Bowling Green. I'm Miss Kentucky, and I'm really excited to be here. But if you catch me in a nursing home, how y'all doing? I'm Haley. I'm your Miss Kentucky. I'm real excited to be in here, and I'm just hoping to entertain you all, make you happy, like that kind of thing. Like, you see that switch? That's called code switching. It's a real thing, and we all do it.
I know I do.
Because yeah, we both do.
Most people do when they get angry. When they get angry, their true dialect comes out. That's why, like, people who speak other languages,
other
than English,
natural.
They go back to their first language. So if somebody speaks French as their first language and they're normally English, they get mad, it's French all over.
Yeah, because they can't really control that emotional part of it.
Nope, your brain goes into autopilot.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. We're talking about neuroscience on
sports. Yeah, but that's so true, though. Even as broadcasters, we get into this little deal. I know Dee and Kayla and Megan always tell me, would you please talk more like you're on the radio? Because I can talk as fast as you. You know, I mean, I talk really fast. And a lot of times when I talk to the kids, I'm coaching, they didn't hear a word I was saying because it's so fast. But
yeah.
I do slow down some on the radio. Not a lot. When I get excited, it's back to normal.
When you're coaching, you've got adrenaline, too. And I feel like adrenaline is a trickster. It's deceptive.
It can be.
because you think things are moving in slow motion, when in actuality, it's speeding like a bullet.
Yeah. Got one more thing I want to go to. We're good. We're got another break to go. Well, let's go to another break, because I've got a couple questions I want to ask. Don't want to lose that thought, so I'm going to take this last break here.
Sure.
And we'll be back in a moment with Haley Wheeler, Miss Kentucky 2021.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protex Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protex Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
All right, last segment here on PCSN Live with Haley Wheeler. We are only 3 minutes left, but we need to run over. We'll run over a couple minutes if we have to. One of the things that has kind of, really come out of your Miss Kentucky, and I don't know the perspective of this comment, or the bacon comment. I've heard that from Dee and Kayla. I haven't seen the... They said it's on...
Did they watch the pageant?
No, but they have seen the clip.
Oh.
So, I'll let you...
Explain that
to us.
Well, I better get lots of Kentucky Proud bacon from some of you farmers out there listening.
There you go.
I'm a bacon girl. Give me my bacon. So, I got up there, and they feed you really well during Miss Kentucky Week. We have great food sponsors, but I'm nervous, like, when I'm competing. Even if I feel comfortable in my space, I'm nervous. And what do I not want to do? I don't want to lose my lunch. So I waited to eat till after the competition every night. I'd be extremely hungry. Ravenous, I'm telling you. You could throw something nasty. I'm not knocking Captain D's, but I am knocking Captain D's. You could throw Captain D's at me when I'm hungry, and I would eat it at that point because that's how hungry I am. But I got up there, and the judge looks at me. He's the one that talked like this. Very astute, very well-spoken man. And he looks at me, and he goes, "Hi, Haley, how are you doing?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm pretty hungry. I could use some bacon right about now. But other than that, I'm great." And the rest is history. Everybody's been asking me for 3 days, "Did you have your bacon today?" And then morning after, I went to First Watch, had bacon. I had bacon for breakfast the next day. I had bacon in my pasta carbonara at Cheesecake Factory. And I haven't had bacon yet today, but I think I'm good for now. I don't want my arteries to cry too much.
Yeah. So are you a big fan of bacon, or did that just first thing pop in your head?
Oh, I'm a big fan of bacon. Love bacon.
Well, there you go. That's
I just know the girls were all talking about it at home, and I just kind of want to see the context of the bacon.
Well, I usually eat turkey bacon just to be, you know, healthier, and I actually like the taste of turkey bacon, but real bacon, nothing beats that.
Yeah, I got to fix the bacon this morning. It was really good, too. I'm a bacon fan. I don't think there's a much better meat than bacon out there, so
you're probably right.
I would concur.
let me ask you this. So let's go to the night of your crowning. So you're sitting there, and it's getting down to the final three, the final two, and you're standing there in the final two. What are your thoughts at that moment? Did you really think that, I'm going to win this time?
I thought, I've been here before. This is all too familiar. I'm standing there, and I looked at her name's Chapleton, and she's an absolutely incredible girl. She's a great fiddle player. She'd be a wonderful Miss Kentucky. She's been Miss Kentucky's outstanding teen, which is like the teen version of Miss Kentucky before. So she's got experience and wisdom beyond her years. She's so sweet. And I was looking at her, and I was like, you know what? I'm happy with where I am. And the whole week, I was like, win or lose, I'm going to have a job either way. I'll either be Miss Kentucky or I'll be a speech therapist, and I'll be satisfied either way. So I stood up there. I just wanted to make the five. And I was at the two. And I was like, I'm all right. And I looked at Chapel and I said, you know what, Chapel, you will be a fabulous Miss Kentucky. You can see it in the video. Like, you can watch my mouth. I'm like, you're going to be a wonderful Miss Kentucky. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited for you. And she's like, thank you, but you don't understand, Haley. You're going to be a great Miss Kentucky. We're just talking back and forth. And then they say, your first runner-up is Chapel Tinius. And I just lost it. I didn't know what to do with my hands. I couldn't feel my face. I couldn't feel my feet. Everything was numb. I was just excited. It wasn't that I was like, this is me. Like, this is me. I can do this. I'm going to be Miss Kentucky. It was, I could, but if I'm not, I'm okay. Because I know the person standing across from me would do just as good of a job.
And a while ago, I saw you. We went through your Facebook stuff to pull a photo out. The photo of the moment, I would call it, when your name was announced. And you could tell the surprise, the excitement, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It was definitely there.
It felt really surreal, and not just for me, but I think something in the video, I know we're on radio, so people can't see, but if they ever saw the video of when my name got called, the best thing ever, and it makes me cry sometimes when I watch it, I've been watching it for 3 days now, I remember turning around. Most girls don't do it. They just bend down and get the crown, and they walk off, and then they turn around later. I turned around, and I saw tears and smiles and jumping and fist pumping from all the girls behind me. And that's something that it's an indescribable feeling to feel like these people are happy for me. And only one can be Miss Kentucky.
Yeah.
Sometimes not everybody's going to be happy with the outcome, but for the first time, it felt just like a beautiful sense of relief that people were truly happy for someone else's success. I think that's a big problem today, is we can't be happy for someone else's success. But that's something that separates a real winner, no matter if you actually win something you're pursuing. That's something that separates a real winner from people that are just sore losers.
Do you think some of the girls, though, have come to respect who you are as a person? And that was the reason, or do you think it was just...
I don't know. I just treat everybody like they're somebody. During the week, I offer my help. I can't tell you how many girls' hair I tease backstage, how many false eyelashes I help put on, and how many curls I put in people's hair. I called myself Granny throughout the week because I had done it the most times out of anybody. I was like, oh, Granny Gang, everybody's in the Granny Gang this year. You know, just, and people were calling me Granny throughout the week, and we just built a really fun relationship. And I love those girls so much. That class was just everything that I needed this year, because every year you have your competition class, and this class was just, it was a class that was meant for me. It was the class that was made for me, because they were so truly supportive and kind and just beautiful inside and out girls. And that moment of winning, every time I go back and watch that video, it just reaffirms it for me. And the crowd, you can't see them. Well, you can kind of see their shadows sometimes, but the crowd, it was so loud. It was just like this roar. The sound physically pushed my hair back almost. It was just this wave of love and support that I've never felt before. And that keeps compounding and resounding over and over again on social media now from people in our hometown that maybe didn't watch the pageant but are seeing it now. And they're like, we're so proud of you. And it feels good to have support after so many years of not believing in myself and feeling like maybe people didn't always believe in me. It feels good now to see that perseverance makes people pay attention, like I said earlier.
I'll say this real quick. At home, we were talking about the Miss Kentucky pageant. You're going to be in it, and Dee and Kayla and Megan were all talking about it. And, Dee and Kayla both said, we think this, you're going to win. I mean, it's just like, I really think you're going to win this year. And so at our house before the win,
yeah,
they you were the pick. They thought that you were really ready this time, and they thought you would get the win. So I know at our house, it was an exciting evening for us when we got the news. But you mentioned watching. How can you go back and watch the pageant?
Okay, well, I've posted several clips, so you can watch some of mine. It's not completely free, but if somebody wanted to, like, split the cost, have a watch party at their house, I mean, You can go on pageantslive.com and scroll down to find Kentucky, and you can watch it. You can watch every night of prelims if you want to. You can just watch finals, but it's all available. And like I said, if you really, if a bunch of people want to watch it, split the cost and watch it on one monitor if you really want to see it. I mean, I'm all about saving money. I shop at the thrift store. I know how to save some money.
So how much those cost, do you know?
I know one that was live. It was 10 for prelim, 20 for finals.
But that's not too bad.
No, not at all. And if you split the cost between a few people, it's still not going to be too bad if you watch it back. You would have to ask somebody that bought it after the fact, because I haven't even looked myself. But I know it's not too bad if you split it.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, and there's actually a monthly subscription thing on there where you can pay for a month, and you can cancel it too, yeah, if you want to. But for the month, you could watch pageants from all over the nation. Pageants Live broadcasts all kinds of pageants. I know yesterday my mom was watching Miss Arkansas. So
she's getting a scouting report for when you go to Miss America.
Right.
Well, I'm just so excited to meet all the rest of the girls. On July 17th, the last girl will be crowned. That's Massachusetts. So the last girl's going to be crowned on July 17th.
And again, that's in December.
Yes,
in Connecticut.
I'll be in December in Connecticut, the Mohegan Sun. It will be broadcast, final competition will be broadcast on NBC, so I'll be on NBC.
So we hope to see you in the final grouping, right?
Oh, me too. My goal realistically is like to make the finals. My hopeful goal is top five or to win, obviously, but if I can get in the top five, that's such an honor, because the base level scholarship for the top five, like at the fourth runner up, is $10,000 in scholarship money. So
the top 10 are pretty much what you see that night for the most part.
Yeah, it just depends on what they decide to call that year.
Right.
Like, I think last year it was a top 15, and they narrowed it. And that's what they do at Miss Kentucky. It was a top 12, narrowed to top 10 to top 5. So
where does Miss Kentucky go from here?
Like, just in general?
Well, obviously not after the show, but I'm just saying in general terms. Like, where do you go from here now? What is your future, the next 6 months, the next year, being Miss Kentucky, what does that look like?
Well, it depends, I guess, on whether or not I won Miss America, because Miss America's a whole different ballgame. But just let's say I didn't. Let's say I'm just Miss Kentucky. So I'll be going wherever I'm booked, school to school usually, hopefully nursing home, hospital to hospital, once the restrictions keep being more and more lifted, hopefully, is my goal. And then we'll just probably keep doing that for the rest of the year. I'm real excited for the state fair, because they're bringing the state fair back, and Miss Kentucky gets to hold the Kentucky Farm Bureau auction ham. It's like 25, 30 pounds of ham. You're just holding it forever while these people that have so much money are bidding on this ham. And it's just the coolest thing ever to me. I mean, I know it's just ham, but like, there's people watching you hold this ham, and you're just walking around like Vanna White. Like, here's this ham. Bid on this ham. It's tasty. You know, that. I'm excited for that. I'm excited. I learned how to drive a tractor today. My boyfriend taught me how to drive a tractor today. I'm learning so much stuff. And, like, I knew some stuff about ag being from Eastern Kentucky. And I'm going to support the Kentucky Proud label as Miss Kentucky. That's my job. I'm the spokesperson for Kentucky Proud and also for my platform. But I'm going to be talking to kids about cows and pigs and chickens and cash crops. And my boss is Ryan Corals. I've got all kinds of cool stuff going on right now. And I just cannot believe that I get to be the one to do it. I'm the one that has the opportunity to do it.
So you actually have to answer to Ryan as your boss, but you've got this pageant committee I'm sure you have to answer to as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll be working on Miss America, prepping for that in the next few months, and also, you know, being like, hey, Ryan, what am I supposed to do? And it'll go down the line. I've got a wonderful helper. Her name's Elizabeth. I actually have my first official appearance tomorrow at the Legends Ballpark Stadium, not for a ball game, but I'll be singing my old Kentucky home and presenting KDA SA Awards to some kids.
Cool.
So I'm real excited for that, because it'll be my first outing officially, and it's booked by KDA, so it's like the first paid outing for me as Miss Kentucky, because we get a salary, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a pretty sweet
spot. Do you get any health benefits or anything with that, or just
a salary? I haven't really asked, honestly. I don't know.
Get everything you can get out of
it. Yeah, right, yeah. Look at the fine print.
Yeah.
They're like, you get this. I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine.
But I tell you what, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on here tonight. It's I tell you what, you've been have a lot of perspectives that you have, and if anybody wants to go back and listen to the edition, we will have it posted here after the show. But a lot of words of wisdom from a 22-year-old graduate of Powell County High School and Bowling Green or Western Kentucky University. I know both schools should be very proud of the product we've helped produce.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so, because I'm sure proud to represent that.
Do you got any special thank yous or anybody you want to send shout-outs to?
Gosh, I mean, I guess I should just, you know, thank God, first of all. I've been thanking him for years and years, obviously, but I really am just so grateful that I'm given this chance and to be here at such a time as this. I said before, I want to thank my family for supporting me. I mean, they've been through alterations and dress try-ons and talent lessons and rehearsals. My sister is my talent coach. My mom's a, like, practically my seamstress. She taught me from the very beginning how to do hair and makeup. My family has just been beyond exceptional with all of this. And I know sometimes you get frustrated after six trials, and they've never really batted an eye. It's just been fantastic. My friends, both from Western and from Powell County and everywhere in between, I have a wonderful support system. Even on social media, friends I've never met yet. I am just so beyond blessed with the circle that I have. It would be so innumerable for me to sit and name absolutely everybody, but I'm just very grateful, and grateful to be from Kentucky, too. It's such a blessing to be from a state where there's such a, you know, a southern hospitality and camaraderie between people, but also just so many different people that you can come across that change your life, you know.
And I think you've got a good perspective, because your background now at here in Powell County, and then broaden your horizons at Western. I know you've got two different worlds going on right there. So
truly it is. That's something I talked about in my interview. Was, yeah. It's two different worlds when you travel from side to side, border to border, but it's still Kentucky, and it's still something to be proud of.
Really, Bowling Green is more to the center of the state. If you look at it from the top down, Bowling Green's kind of in the center.
It is South Central Kentucky.
Yeah.
But South Central Kentucky University doesn't have as nice of a range.
No, it doesn't. No,
that's a good point.
It doesn't. Western Kentucky is a much better name for that. And it's, I tell you what, like I said, it's a great place to visit. I know, and I would think it's a great place to live there. I know Brad Morris.
You know, he's an EMT down there.
Yeah. Plays golf every day, I think.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I actually had a rotation during completing my speech therapy practicum before I graduated in the Medical Center of Bowling Green, where he is in, the long term is otolaryngologist, but he's an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor, and highly sought after. He actually worked on some patients I had. Like, I mean, he's a good doctor.
Well, he was the Mr. Golf, won a state championship in golf.
Yeah, he's got that streak, that county sign.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like, the next county sign is right here, Haley Wheeler.
We'll absolutely.
See. We'll see. I don't know who's in charge
Miss
of that.
Miss Kentucky 2021. We got to have that sign somewhere.
Got to make it happen.
Haley B. Wheeler Street, right?
Right. Absolutely.
We got to figure out where that's going to be.
Haley's Highway.
whatever you want it to be. We'll get the planning committee on that.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to promise us this, too, that when you win Miss America, you got to come back and let us interview you again.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I think my first appearance as Miss America is usually always Good Morning America, but I'll make this my second one.
There you go.
We'll take it. Whenever you can squeeze us in. Again, congratulations.
Yes.
Nothing but the best going forward for you. It's been a pleasure to be able to talk to you. And the way that you've handled yourself, honestly, the poise and grace that you have, the wisdom that you have beyond your years, you definitely will not only represent Powell County, but the state of Kentucky.
Well, thank you so much.
That's why she is Miss Kentucky.
Yes, it is.
So, again, congratulations, and we'll see you at least in August.
At least in August. Maybe next August. Week, maybe not. Maybe. We're not sure.
We will catch you later here on PCSN Live again. Thanks to Haley Wheeler.
Thank our sponsors as well.
Yes. Always thank all of our sponsors.
Yes.
But we will see you sometime here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast.
Pickup Country 104.9.